It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Looking back on the past year in the great outdoors, I have to give thanks to Mother Nature for providing such an awesome autumn. Since we live in an area of the country that often nips the fall season in the bud, with summer extending hot winds that sometimes drastically switch to blowing snow, I have to say the last few months of 2017 are bringing a wonderful world of time to put our gardens to bed and enjoy some spectacular colors while doing it. When looking for reasons for this seasonal phenomenon, I think we in the southwest corner of the state have to look at the wonderfully wet weather most of us have enjoyed during the past 2 years. After suffering through what seemed like an eternity of extreme drought, we've been blessed with rainfall amounts that for the past 2 years have totaled 20 inches annually. The gardens, grasses, and trees at our place had previously struggled with an annual total of less than 10 inches of moisture, but the past 2 years they drank deeply during spring, summer, and fall. I'm sure this godsend has played a part in our beautiful fall foliage, as the colorful leaves seem to stay on the trees longer, holding their shapes instead of shattering into dry and dusty remnants that were quickly blown away by our infamous winds. And speaking of color, what a show has been put on. Where we usually have an abundance of brown, the past year's foliage has put on a show of rusts, yellows and oranges, leaves like glittering gold coins, multiple swaths of purple, and even some rich reds, which are usually a rare occurrence on the plains of Kansas. Trees and shrubs at our place have been admired by visitors, and the native grasses also seem to be running the color wheel and attracting attention. Here's hoping for more El Niño weather patterns that could bring a continuation of moisture to the middle of the country. Whether it's in the form of liquid rain or the more solid variety of winter ice and snow, I'll gladly take anything that's wet and count my blessings. With hopes of a wet winter ahead, I did a bit of research in a little book of weather clues and came up with a few things to watch for. A look back to the garden harvest might tell you if a hard winter is ahead because the skins of potatoes and apples will be thicker and tougher, and onions will have lots of layers. Look to the sky and expect a snowfall after 3 cloudy days have passed. Or look to the ground to see if woolly worms are crossing the road, or if ants are traveling in orderly lines. And animals can supposedly give weather clues, as partridges will perch higher in the trees, and cows will bellow in the evening. And be sure to pay attention to your house cat, because it can become an in-house meteorologist. If the temperature is chilly, the cat will fold her paws out of sight and shut her eyes up very tight. If the weather's changing to a spell of snows, Kitty rolls herself into a turban and tucks her nose. And when a storm will be bitter and rough, Puss tucks in his paw pads and rolls them up like a muff. Now that we've covered those elements of fearless forecasting, let's hope for lots of good gardening weather, either foul or fair, throughout the coming seasons.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Biorel. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.